G'day, Australia. Karen Brewer here. You know how the Victorian police are wanting a pay rise?
A once trusted Victoria police officer exposed.
A trusted police officer? That's what the reporters just said. Which tells me the costume thugs don't seem to be very good at judging character. But wait, there's more.
Alan Hawley's sickening sexual fantasies aired in court after he was arrested with almost 20,000 child abuse files, including 168 hours of video depicting girls as young as two.
20,000 images, 160 hours of video. Some as young as two. A senior Victorian police officer.
Hawley kept the distressing photos and videos across six devices, including a Samsung phone hidden in his police locker.
Six devices. One of them in his police locker. What police station was he working at? Who were his work colleagues? Why is none of this being stated in the report? If that device was kept in his police locker, do you for 1 minute believe that he was the only police officer looking at that shit? Can you be that naive?
The father of two told one online friend, "I can't wait for my boys to have their own kids. Hope they have girls. I miss school drop-off and pick-up." And another, "We should go into business. Open up a pedo child-minding company."
So he had at least two online mates. No mention in this report whether those online mates were under investigation. What were the occupations of the online mates? Where are they located? Australia, can you really be this naive about exactly what our police forces are involved in? I mean, from the days of Franca Arena up till now, and including Senator Heffernan, you've been told almost daily what your police are. Anyway, there's more to be said in this story, so let's continue.
Today, Hawley wiped away tears as a court heard of how his wife caught him with images of young girls on his phone in 2019.
So the wife caught him 6 years ago with these images on his phone. 6 years ago. But that's not even the most disturbing thing. Now listen to this.
Years before he was arrested in 2023.
So it was 4 years between when the wife discovered the material, the rock spider material on his phone. It was another 4 years before he was arrested. What's his rank? What police stations was he in, working in during all of this time? Like these things need to be in the so-called media report. We have very sloppy journalism here. And the other disturbing thing is about the wife. Listen to this.
Despite that, she still stands by him, even submitting a character reference to the court.
I find that incredibly disturbing that out there in Victoria, there is a woman married to a rock spider senior police officer, and she's writing a character reference for her husband. I find that very disturbing. I wonder if that particular wife works, and if she does, what is her occupation? Because wouldn't that be disturbing if she was at all, any way at all, involved in perhaps childcare, aged care, or medical? Because clearly, the wife doesn't know that abuse material, videos, depicting horrific things being done to a two-year-old. That woman that's married to this senior Victorian police officer, she doesn't know right from wrong either.
Ollie will enter the prison system not only as a self-confessed pedophile, but also a former cop. It's expected the once senior police officer will be placed in protective custody.
A Victorian senior police officer. I want to know what his career with the Victorian police was exactly. I mean, was he on duty during lockdowns, for argument's sake? Was he one of the police officers involved in the thuggery for people that walked outside their door to empty a garbage bin? Was he one of the ones pepper spraying 10-year-old boys? I want to know which police stations he was stationed at, between which years. Sloppy journalism we have here in Australia. Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy.
A judge will sentence him at a later date. Estelle Graypink, 7 News.
And this is how the mainstream media, our Freemason Demolay mainstream media, cover up and protect their little rock spider mates. You'll notice she says he'll be sentenced at a later date. Well, sentencing, that date needs to be known to the public. And the public gallery of that courtroom needs to be packed, overflowingly packed with Victorians. But you'll notice the mainstream media just go, oh, he's going to be sentenced at a later date. And hope that the majority of people see that little story flash by their eyes and forget all about it. Well, that's up to the people of Victoria. But they need to do a bit of digging. Because you need to know when the sentencing date is for this senior Victorian police officer. So that courtroom needs to be filled with people. You know, people that know that raping children is wrong. Do we need to play Senator Heffernan's speech again? They are police documents and they are very disturbing. Sadly, we have a compromise at the highest of levels. There is a former Prime Minister on this list and it is a police document. And to the people of Victoria, I'll remind you of another little incident that happened at the Mornington Childcare Centre, Mornington Peninsula Childcare Centre. There was a video of those children being abused. And that all that video disappeared from the police evidence locker. Yes, at the time, Jeff Kennett was Premier of Victoria. 24 children were abused in that childcare centre. The investigation ran for a month. Then it was closed down because all the evidence disappeared from a Victorian police evidence locker. The video showed that those 23 children had been defecated on, sexually abused. It even states in the report that there were people dressed as police officers.
Turned a blind eye. They could get away with it. And the systems within these organisations allowed it to happen and turned a blind eye.
Still going on, apparently. What are you going to do about it? And how much of this needs to be put in your face, Australia, before you are ready to stand before your governors?